Hi everyone, Paula here for Audio Moo Day 19. I'm going to do my ironing actually, but it's not what I'm going to talk about. Actually, this is the third attempt of recording this, and I'm really proud of myself. Go me. My iron the plug was a bit kind of loose and rattly, so I found a screwdriver and I've just tightened its screws, so I'm quite pleased with myself. So there you go. Luckily no wiring was needed, otherwise I'm not sure having a blind person wire a plug would be a good idea, although I'm sure there are some that can do it. Nothing surprises me these days. So I'm going to do my ironing. I'm going to put you here so it might rustle around and things. I do apologise, but I want you to be able to hear me. So today what I was going to talk about was a bit of shameless advertising actually. Sorry Ernie, hope that's okay. I do knitting and crochet, and let's get this iron on. It was Melanie Pesco that said in my commented on my audio boom yesterday that she wanted to know what I did, what I knitted and crocheted and stuff, and I said I would talk about it today. So here goes. This is my I've got a Twitter and a Facebook page for my stuff. I can't say I'm great at doing it, but people have said they like my stuff. So what I make is baby blankets, usually about the size to fit over a car seat or on a sort of little Moses basket. I could tell you the actual measurements, but all this ironing board squeaks a bit. I do apologise. I didn't think it was going to be quite as noisy. I do baby blankets. I mostly crochet those, although I have knitted one or two, and I'm in the process of knitting one at the moment with a nice kind of basket weave kind of pattern. I make phone socks, you know, those little material pouches you can buy to put your phone in, and if you buy them from Apple they cost something like eight or nine quid, well they might even be more now. So I knit those. The only trouble I'm having is because they keep changing the size of the phones, and so that's posing a bit of a dilemma really, but anyway, never mind. I've got lots of iPhone 4 size that nobody wants anymore. And I make anything that's really kind of like a square that you can sew up. That probably sounds a bit daft, but I'm not good at patterns. Well, I am. I can follow a simple pattern, but I tend to get a bit fed up with it. And halfway through, I'll put it down, forget what I was up to, and then it'll get a bit, you know, just stay sat there, not done. So I like quite small projects, and I like things that are easy, that I can sit there when I've got the TV on, and or when I'm chatting with friends and just do my knitting or crochet. So scarves, and I've crocheted hot water bottle covers. I made one for a friend, and I made one for my mum for Christmas. And so I do those. It's got like a drawstring top. And I made my dad for Christmas some cafetiere cosies, because he likes his ground coffee in his cafetiere. He's actually got an insulated one, but he still wanted a cosy thing to go in it. And I thought, well, I shall make him a couple. I made him one for the small one and one for the big one, and I designed those myself, and I was quite pleased with myself because it's got like a little drawstring on the top so you can push the plunger down. So I make things like that really, and my idea really was to try and sell stuff, especially the blankets, but I am finding that people don't really want hand knitted or hand crocheted stuff. Hang on, I'm going to have to fold this thing. Sorry if I threw an item of clothing over your head then. I had to fold it up. I've got no idea if you could tell or not. So I would like to be able to sell them. So I set up a page with my photos on. I need to update it really, but and it's called Craft and Cuppa. And the reason I called it that was because I was running a group called Craft and Cuppa, basically. It was at the church that we go to, and volunteer at. And some of you noticed my post from the toddler group. It's at the same place. So I started to run a group there where we just brought our crafty things, had a cup of tea and a chat, and it went quite well. Although I found that being it was on a Tuesday afternoon, and it worked quite well for a while, but then I found that people had other stuff to do, you know, so it sort of dwindled off after a while. But I kept my page, and I thought, well, if I keep it to advertise stuff, then it would be good. So so if anybody does want to follow it, if you want to go to Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/craftandcuppa. That's CraftandCuppa. You'll find my stuff there. Also, I have a Twitter account, Craft and Cuppa, but it's spelled slightly differently because I couldn't fit it in otherwise, which was craft_n_cuppa. So that's craft, CraftN_cuppa. Do follow me on there, because I need to post more on there, really. But there's lots of pictures of baby blankets. The other things I also make are blankets for babies who are stillborn. So it sounds, you know, it perhaps sounds a bit strange, but parents that have lost a baby, they want a blanket either to wrap them in or as a memory. So I do that, and I'm in the middle of making my second one for what are they called? SANS, who are the Stillborn and Neonatal Death Society, and they go in their memory boxes. So I must finish that and send those off. And I've also made some for another charity, which I'm not sure is still going now, because I haven't heard from them for a long time, called Lisa's Stars. And what I want to also do is, because the size of those blankets are so much smaller, I want to see if the premature baby unit would like some. So that's my craft venture, and I hope that has interested somebody along the line. So take care, everybody. I'm off to do some more ironing now. Bye.